Okay, so we've had some interesting discussions lately, haven't we? Talking about real-time monitoring systems.
Yeah, absolutely. We looked at the general systems first, then got into the specifics of player protection metrics.
Exactly. And today, I thought we could, continue that thread, but, well, focus on a system specifically designed for tackling money laundering in gaming. It feels like a really crucial area.
It definitely is a huge compliance challenge. So the goal is to sort of unpack how that works.
Yeah, how it monitors activity, like moment by moment, and helps operators tick those regulatory boxes. Sound good?
Sounds great. It's fascinating tech. What's really powerful, I think, is how these systems pull together different data streams.
Right, it's not just looking at one isolated thing.
Not at all. It's
Yeah.
keeping an eye on player profiles, payment activity, deposits, withdrawals, transfers.
The money flow.
Exactly. And the gaming transactions themselves, how people are playing. And the key thing is, it does this constantly in real time.
So, like a hawk watching everything instantly. You mentioned regulatory boxes. What are the main drivers here? What regulations are we talking about?
Well, primarily, systems like this are built to meet the monitoring demands of things like the German Money Laundering Act, the GWG,
Okay.
and the specific gambling rules, the IUA Glücksspiel. Plus, you've got authorities like the FIU.
The Financial Intelligence Unit.
That's the one. And international standards from the FATF and, of course, the GGL, Germany's main gambling authority. It's about showing you are monitoring effectively.
That's quite a list. So is the system just a fixed set of rules, or can operators tweak it?
No, that's a really important point. It's built for flexibility. The money laundering officer, they can actually tailor it.
How so?
They can add or modify the metrics the system uses based on their own risk assessment for their specific operation.
Ah, so they can fine-tune it to what they see as their biggest vulnerabilities.
Precisely. It makes the monitoring much more targeted and, frankly, more effective.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. How does it actually find something potentially dodgy in all that fast-moving data?
Right. So it's constantly scanning the data stream for predefined patterns or events that look suspicious based on the rules set up.
Like tripwires?
Sort of, yeah. When one of these suspicious events happens, the system logs it immediately as a warning linked to that specific player's account.
And it doesn't just leave it as a single isolated warning.
No, that's the clever part. It aggregates these individual warnings for each player over time.
Okay.
Because one odd transaction might be nothing, right? But several together could signal a real problem.
I see. It's looking for a pattern of behavior.
Exactly. And this aggregation leads the system to generate suggested suspicious activity reports. It flags clusters that need a closer look from a person.
Suggested. I like that. So the tech flags it, but humans verify. What happens once a report is suggested? What's the workflow?
Typically, these suggestion reports pop up in a structured workflow tool, often something like a Kanban board.
Visual, organized.
Yeah. It gives the compliance team a clear list of potential issues to investigate, prioritize. They can dig in, add notes, decide what to do next.
Which might include escalating it.
Absolutely. Forwarding it internally, or if it looks genuinely suspicious, sending it on to the FIU. It brings order to the potential chaos.
And what's the interface like for the compliance officers using this day to day? Is it clunky?
No, typically it uses modern dashboard technology, so the results aren't just static lists. They're dynamic, interactive.
Mean.
Users can drill down into the data, filter things, even customize the dashboard layout to focus on what matters most to them. It makes complex data much more manageable.
That interactivity sounds crucial when you're trying to follow leads quickly. Can you give some examples of the specific things it's actually monitoring? The criteria?
Sure. It looks at deposit and withdrawal patterns, like sudden changes in amounts or frequency.
Okay.
It tracks transactions across different payment methods. Are they moving money between cards, e-wallets, bank transfers in weird ways? It also analyzes the gaming itself, unusual betting patterns, strange game choices, maybe. And it watches how many alerts trigger for one player, how they cluster over time.
And compares it all to benchmarks.
Exactly. Compares the live data stream against expected values to spot anomalies. It's looking at the flow, the methods, the behavior.
What kind of tech makes this real-time processing possible?
You're looking at high-speed data processing tools. Things like data piping are often key for handling that massive flow of information efficiently.
And for the front end?
React dashboards or similar tech for that dynamic, responsive user interface we talked about.
Gotcha. And administrators can adjust things on the fly.
Yeah, that's important. They can usually change threshold values or tweak the criteria for the existing metrics themselves without needing deep technical help. Helps adapt to new threats.
That adaptability seems key. Okay, let's sort of wrap this part up. What's the main takeaway here? The big value proposition?
I'd say it fundamentally shifts compliance from looking backwards periodically to watching proactively in real time. It gives operators a powerful lens on their dynamic data.
A new perspective, really. Yeah. Essential for staying compliant and managing risk in such a fast-paced area.
Absolutely. It's about having the tools to try and stay ahead.
It really highlights that partnership between sophisticated tech and human oversight, doesn't it? Which leaves a thought, maybe.
Go on.
Well, given how fast this data flows and how criminals adapt, how do you think that partnership, the tech and the human expert needs to keep evolving to stay effective against financial crime?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Constant evolution is key. Something definitely worth pondering.
All right. Well, thanks for diving in with us.
As always, it's a pleasure.
We'll catch you next time.